Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
And this is Joe Pasquini back at the KSRO Sports Desk, the high school game of the week. The two top teams, at least that's what most people think, are in the North Bay League Oak Division. Cardinal Newman has defeated Cardinal Newman has defeated Rancho Cotati today, 24-14. Cardinal Newman is now on the season 5-1. Rancho Cotati drops to 3-3. It was the first league game. It started out pretty good for Rancho Cotati. They drove on the first drive from their own 21, got into field goal position, almost ate up 10 minutes of the first quarter, but they missed the field goal, so it was 0-0 after one. Cardinal Newman then drove down, converted a fourth down and a third and 12, and in the first minute of the second quarter, they were on the scoreboard.
Cabot takes the snap, heading for the end zone, reservation for six, and it's a touchdown. Cardinal Newman Cardinals take the football in their first possession and drive down the field for a touchdown.
The extra point was good, and Cardinal Newman had a 7-0 lead with 10:14 to go in the first quarter. Rancho Cotati took the very next drive, and they responded.
Stalker gets the snap. Now he's going to throw long down the sideline, and it's caught for a touchdown. A beautiful pass by Jared, the Night Stalker. He finds Jack Reese down the right sideline. Reese beat Jared Doolittle for the touchdown, and the Cougars strike 7-6 with the PAT looming.
And the PAT looming was missed. That kept Cardinal Newman's lead at 7-6. Ethan Collarborn kicked a 42-yard field goal. His time ran out in the first half, so Cardinal Newman had a 10-6 lead at the half. The second half started. The defenses came up big. Rancho forced a Cardinal Newman punt, but Shane Moran intercepted a pass that set up Cardinal Newman, and then Shane Moran finished off the next drive.
Takes the snap. Moran comes straight up the middle. And he's got the first down. He spins off of a tackle. He's going down the right sideline, all the way down inside the 10-yard line. And he's knocked out of bounds. Not until he gets in the end zone. Shane Moran goes all the way to the end zone as he broke several Rancho Cotati tackles. Touchdown, Cardinal Newman Cardinals.
And that made the score 24-6 going into the fourth quarter. Rancho Cotati would score a touchdown in the last minute of the fourth quarter, and that would make the final score 24-14. And Michael Baraball got a hold of Coach Paul Cronin after the game.
On the field with Cardinal Newman head coach Paul Cronin after the Cardinals get the win over the Cougars 24-14. Coach, talk about your effort and your team tonight.
I think, that's what that game came down to, is just they played super hard. Our kids played super hard. I think both coaches walking away, that was not a clean game. The execution was not clean, but you'll take the effort because the kids played their tails off. I'm real proud of them.
Talk about the play of Shane Moran. He had that big touchdown run in the third quarter where he had an excellent second and third effort, made guys couldn't bring him down. Talk about what he's like as a player.
You know, he's been with us for now it's 3 years. Played with us as a freshman for a little bit, but he's a great player. That's what he is. I mean, he really played well tonight, so really happy with his performance. And you got to look at the guys up front. They pounded the ball, and then the defense line played really hard because we were outweighed a little bit, and these guys played the tail off too.
You start NBL Oak play 1-0, about, I think, 4 or 5 games remaining until the postseason. What's the biggest key and leading up to the postseason these final few weeks?
I don't think you can think about that right now. What's the biggest key? Us getting better next week, and we got to look at getting better because we weren't clean. I mean, that game could be, hey, dude, the freshman. That was a freshman out there, huh?
That was freaking awesome, dude.
As Michael Baraball on the field with Coach Paul Cronin.
Okay, and that's the interview there. Final score again, Rancho Cotati 24, or excuse me, Cardinal Newman 24, Rancho Cotati 14. Cardinal Newman goes to 5-1, Rancho Cotati 3-3. A couple other scores to update you on. Windsor has was at Annaly tonight. Windsor is that sort of like that dark horse team in the NBL, and they will be meeting Rancho Cotati and Cardinal Newman the next 2 weeks. They had an easy 47-8 win over Annaly. They scored from every angle. Billy Boyle, two touchdown passes. Easy Woodard, a 70-yard punt return. And Lorenzo Leon and Joey Skinner each had pick six. Windsor scored 40 points in the second quarter and put that game away. Meanwhile, the games we're sort of focused on next week, El Molino at Piner is our game of the week. El Molino's in a wild game with Santa Rosa. There's 7 minutes to go in that game. El Molino with a 44-41 lead. Piner, no problem with Hillsburg. They scored early and often, and really a regular game for them. They defeated Hillsburg 60-0. So we're going to go back to the booth, and we're going to take a couple breaks. We're going to have some interviews with Rancho Cotati players right after this on KSRO.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato, and save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com. For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals have defeated the Rancho Cotati Cougars 24-14. The halftime score was 10-6. The Cardinals had led. They jumped off to an early 7-0 lead. Jackson Pavitt went in from 4 yards out. The PAT was good. Rancho Cotati came back and struck for a 30-yard touchdown pass to Jack Reese from Jared the Night Stalker. The PAT was missed, and a 42-yard field goal right at the end of the first half was where we stood, 10-6. The Cardinals led. And in the third quarter, Cardinal Newman continued its dominance as Shane Moran, the running back, started to just impose his will on the Cougars' defense and ran the football right down the Cougars' throat. Shane was making his way up here right now. He's got several people wanting to talk to him. And we've got number three here, Jackson Pavitt. They're getting up here. Thanks for hanging with us. Jeff, why don't you give us your thoughts on this game?
Well, like you heard Coach Cronin say with Michael, it was a very sloppy game, and I could just tell by the tone of his voice that is not going to be a fun film session for the Cardinals. Their mistakes will be amplified and put on blast. I know he doesn't like that type of football. He wants to have things all tightened up. And again, the Flags, they really shot themselves in the foot there in the first half. I felt like that Newman probably could have had a bigger lead going into the second half, and then again they had a couple boneheaded penalties there towards the end of the game, but by that time it was all in hand. Again, you just see the class of the North Bay right here, out here with these two teams. It was a hard-fought game, one that we looked forward to. Granted, it was sloppy. It still had all the emotion and all the moments we were looking for in a rivalry game. So I just want to say bravo to both Rancho Cotati and Cardinal Newman for giving us another great chapter in this rivalry. Still no rivalry trophy, but no big deal. You know, maybe that says something about the rivalry where you don't need a trophy like that to get up for the game.
Yeah, interesting. You know, I thought it was interesting also that Coach Paul Cronin didn't think that the team played that great. He mentioned that he thought both teams were sloppy and didn't execute real well, and that just goes to show you, you know, the quality of a coach that Paul Newman, Paul Newman's a hell of a coach, but Paul Cronin is, you know. So really enjoyed watching the Cardinal Newman team. It's the first time I've gotten a chance to see them this season, and their running back, Shane Moran, really impressed me. I had gotten an opportunity to see the Diesel, Rashid Rankin several times, and Rankin is a heck of a player, no doubt about that in my mind, and he's a bigger man. Moran, just a junior, is going to have another year opportunity here, so he may just really blossom into an excellent running back. He goes both ways. I call him a 48-minute man. There's no doubt about that, and he plays both sides of the football, and we've got the boys are coming up here right now. I want to thank them very much. Jackson Pavitt, the quarterback, and Shane Moran. Next week, the Cardinals are going to take on Ukiah. Put your hands up here, Jackson, and hold tight up there. Shane, excuse me. Yeah, next week they're going to take on the Ukiah team, and that's going to be an interesting matchup. And in 2 weeks, Windsor Jaguars will be probably the biggest foe for the Cardinals there. So we've got a couple of the boys up here. We're going to start with their quarterback, Jackson Pavitt. Jackson, how you doing? Nick Mattis, thanks
great,
a lot for coming up. This is Jeff Woodworth. I don't know if you know Jeff. He graduated from Cardinal Newman a few years back.
A while ago.
It's interesting, guys. Your coach, Paul Cronin, gave us a little interview at the end of the game, and he didn't feel that you guys were real sharp tonight. He said you guys won the game, but there was a lot of work to do. What are your thoughts on the game?
I agree with him completely. We definitely have some things to clean up, first half, second half. Any point through the game, we had things that we could work on. Shane and I both agree on that. And at this point, it's about focusing on Ukiah. That game's on, moved on, so we got to touch up on those things next week.
What kind of responsibilities put on you running this RPO in Cronin's offense? I noticed that basically everything's flowing through you. It's your decision. You're either pulling or running with it. So what goes through your mind when you're making that decision?
Well, I mean, it definitely just depends on the play. But for any play, there's the way we design things is someone has to be wrong. So once I can do my job, look at the coverage, determine the coverage, and then find that guy that's in a predicament, I can just make him wrong, and that's pretty much how our offense
goes. How fast are you able to read those progressions on field, this being your second year now?
Well, it took a while. Sophomore year was a learning year at a backup position, and then junior year I had a full season to actually go through it, and now it's at a point where I feel very comfortable with it.
When you're looking at your opponent, Windsor, here coming up, okay, you guys got rid of Rancho Cotati tonight, okay? I thought you guys played a pretty good game. This is the first time I've got a chance to watch your team. I saw your schedule. You lost a really tough game to Liberty, the number two team here in the North Coast behind De La Salle, and you guys are ranked number three right behind them, so everybody really understands what a quality team you are. And I thought you ran the offense very well.
Thank you.
When you're looking ahead at Windsor, and you guys have played them every year, they're 5-1 now. They won tonight again, too. So that's going to be another big game for you. Do you know anything about the Jaguars?
Besides that they're 5-1, not really. We're going to look into it, take it week by week like we always do. Not really sure what we have coming from them, but we'll definitely get to it.
Okay. Well, I thought you threw the ball really well tonight, too. And I thought the play of the game was in the first quarter. After Rancho had driven down the field to start the opening kickoff, they used 6 minutes off the clock. They went for a field goal. I questioned that myself. They went for a field goal. They missed it. You guys got the football. The quarter ended. And on third down right over here about, I think it was the 30-yard line, you hit Giancarlo Woods on a 30-yard pass down the sideline. The game turned right then.
Yes, sir.
The momentum had switched, and you guys never gave it back. Tell me about that play, because I thought it was huge.
At that point, they had stopped us twice, and third down, obviously being an important down, we need to convert. Carlo and I have been working for a very long time. We have a strong trust between each other. So once we got down to that point, we saw a matchup we liked on the outside, and we thought we could get him with the fade, and I put the ball up, trusting in Carlo in the right spot, or the spot I best could, and, you know, he came down with it, made a great play.
So. Yeah, I like how you said that, trusting. And by the way, I saw your quarterback rating is like 120 coming into this game, so you're doing a fantastic job, Jackson, and continue to do it.
I have one last question for you. When it comes down to it, are you feeling more comfortable in your ability to drop back and sling that thing 20-plus yards, or do you want to tuck it and make sure that the ball's in your hands?
I'd love to say I'm 50-50 with it.
Oh, okay. Very smart with your running back right there. So.
Hey, I got to tell you, he's wanting you to hand the ball off to Moran. A couple times he said, hey, I don't want my quarterback. And, you know, he's
longevity,
Cardinal Newman.
Making
he doesn't
sure
want
that you
get
don't get hurt.
So.
Yeah,
it's a great time to see number four run the ball anyway.
Yeah. Why don't you hand those headphones off like you did the football over to the beast right there.
Will do. Thank
this
you.
Man possessed there. That was Jackson Pavitt. By the way, Jackson, you got a girlfriend? Our family?
Look at that look. Hey, look at that look. Come on.
You better give her a shout-out in this thing here right now. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we got this man, the beast. Dude, Shane Moran, Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth,
nice to meet
Michael
you.
Baribault.
Nice to meet you.
I mentioned a few times tonight, Shane, you ran like you were a man possessed, okay? I just saw so much desire out of your running tonight. Talk to me about your game. Were you happy with your game? What did you think? The coach didn't feel your team played all that well, but how do you felt you did yourself?
I felt like I did pretty good. I mean, I could have ran the ball a little harder. I have total trust in my offensive line. You know, just giving back to them, I have total trust in them.
Yeah.
Felt all right. I mean, felt like we as a team could have played a little better, especially the first half, but I feel like that field goal at the end of the half was a big momentum switch. And we knew we were getting the ball back in the second half, and we felt like if we could score, it would be okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you gave a shout-out to Ethan Collardborn. This young man can really kick the football. He's another weapon for your team. We've watched several games here on the Game of the Week, and we don't see kickers like him that can kick 43 yards. And you guys, he could have made that from 50 yards. That ball went through real good there. So you make sure you tell Ethan, if I would have had a third man to come up here, I would have wanted Ethan to come up. I think he's a real weapon that came up here. But, you know, your brother Zach played really well tonight, too. I want you to give him a shout-out because he on defense, he did a very good job. If I was going to ask you who you pattern yourself, if there was a professional running back, who would you say you were most like, Shane?
I think I'm a pretty downhill runner, so I'd probably go Derrick Henry or Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, especially like I watch them on Sundays, and I felt like they run downhill, and I feel like I do that too. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, if we're going to stick with running back comparisons, we were looking at Rashid Rankin across the way and his ability to absorb contact, keep his legs moving, and stay low. And then as the game progressed, we started to take note that, hey, you're not too bad at that yourself. So describe your running style, and what's it like once you take that first hit? What's going through your mind?
Just try to stay on my feet, try to give it all back to the offensive lineman who blocked for me. Rashid's good. He's really good, good football player. Tough guy.
A chance to brag here. Did you think that you were going to come in here and outperform him?
No.
Very humble.
Got to keep, level eye.
Hey, you made me eat my words because I had said that I thought Rashid was the best running back here in the North Bay. But about a quarter or so into the game, I said, well, you know, I haven't seen Shane Moran, and I might have to change my mind. But you're just a junior, so maybe we can give that title to you next year, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
I'll try this year.
Yeah,
I'll try this year.
This season's
good.
Not over, Nick. Come on.
Hey, I just wanted to have some fun with the young man, okay? Hey, Shane, do you rather run the football or tackle guys? You go both ways, okay? Yeah, what would you prefer if you had to pick one, okay?
You know, I'd prefer to tackle guys.
Okay, is that right?
Yeah, I like hitting people. Ever since I was a little kid, I loved hitting people. I used to not run the ball at all, like Pop Warner, but now getting the ball, I can't leave the tackling behind. I love that.
Well,
love hitting people.
You guys had a great game tonight. It was really fun to watch you. I'm hoping that we get to do another game of yours, possibly in the postseason. The Golden State Warriors play on our channel, and they're going to take over here at the end of October.
And politics.
So we won't be able to do any of your playoff games unless they're on a Saturday night, okay? And I talked to Paul about it, and he said, usually the higher seeds play Friday night. So we'll see what happens. But it was a pleasure getting to watch you guys tonight. Really enjoyed it. Jackson, you're a heck of a quarterback, and I was impressed with your rating. 120 for a quarterback rating after this many games is really impressive, and you ran like a man possessed, dude. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm not kidding
Thank
you. You kept the ball low. You know, your legs were moving. I may have to eat my words on that running back thing, okay? So, guys, good luck the rest of the season. Thank you so much for coming in here. Jackson, you got any closing words for your alma mater here, Cardinal Newman?
Just congrats, guys. That was a hard-fought victory. You go out there and represent the school. You know there's a long lineage of guys,
Michael,
that came before you that set the standard, and you guys are just living up to the standard. So congratulations.
Yeah, you guys, watch your step getting down here.
Please
Thanks
don't hurt
so
yourself.
Much. Really appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you. Yeah, you're a stud, dude. Okay. All right, we're going to give our closing thoughts. You guys make sure you hold real tight going down there. Good luck the rest of the season, and really appreciate – tell Coach Paul that we appreciate him, you guys coming up here. All right? Hold tight there, young man. All right. Guys, let's wrap it up here, and we'll send it back to Joe. Michael, why don't you give us your thoughts here? Put these on there. Jeff, you got any final thoughts? And we'll go around the table here.
Oh, I'll let Michael start.
Okay.
Age before beauty.
Well, like I said before the game is won in the trenches. And Rancho Cotati started off dominating on offense. They had those five offsides in a row, and it looked like a complete mismatch. And that's not a typical Rancho Cotati offense. A 10-minute drive, are you kidding me? They're probably upset with that. They probably want to score in 2 minutes or less. But anyways, after that, Cardinal Newman really dominated up front. I mean, you could tell both ways, offensively and defensively. I was really, really impressed with their interior linemen, their two guards and their center. Just staying low and driving below the hips is where you're taught to block, and they did a really good job of that, and that's where the game is won. And, you know, I heard Shane talking to someone out on the field, you know, giving credit to his offensive line. That's what you're supposed to do. We appreciate that. So, you know, it's always won up front. You know, that's the moral of the story. And
that's alignment.
Cardinal Newman dominated up front after the first quarter.
Yeah. Michael, I think you're right. I agree with you 100%. The one thing I would – looking at Cardinal at Rancho Cotati now, we've had an opportunity to watch him a couple times. I think they're going to have to figure out who their running back is. I would have liked to seen them keep Rashid Rankin in the game a little bit more. You know, you thought maybe they were resting him. I'm not so sure about that. They have some fine running backs, Samari Jones and Jaden Herrera. They're both good players, but I think you need to feed the beast. And the beast is Rashid Rankin, and you need to keep him in the game and give him the football and let him continue to do what he does. And I'm just not sure that they have it figured out of really what their strength is. And I think their strength is running the football with Rashid Rankin. I'm hoping that they'll figure it out soon, because they're a quality team, and next week they're playing the Jaguars. That's going to be a tough game for them physically and emotionally.
But I think we can agree that it's a little disconcerting that now 6 games into the season, you've been tested like you have with such a tough schedule, and you're still not 100% sure what the identity of your team is. That's cause for concern moving forward. This is a Rancho program that has a standard. Both programs have a standard of being in the NCS playoffs, making it deep into the playoffs, being a high seed to make it easier for that run. And I know you can't get ahead of yourself, but Rancho really needs to find a way to stop this losing skid before it gets completely out of hand. You have way too much talent on your team to let that happen.
And on the other side for Cardinal Newman, you know, they didn't look their best today, and we know that, and Coach Cronin knows that. And this is a team that has expectations of going to a state championship game. And they can beat a quality team like Rancho Cotati while not playing their best, while having some mental mistakes. You know, that's impressive. That's an impressive team, and they had that tough game with Liberty. You know, I'm really impressed with this Newman squad. It may be one of the best squads that's come through this area in a long time, and they've had some really incredible teams in the past.
Well done, fellas, both of you guys. Next week we're at Piner High School. We've got El Molino and Piner. I'm looking forward to that game. For Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, and Michael Barabalt, we're going to send it back to the Godfather, Joe Pasquini. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week here on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the...
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, Yeah.
But...
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But...
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at WCDperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
And this is Joe Pasquini at the KSRO Sports Desk. The game of the week tonight, Cardinal Newman defeats Rancho Cotati 24-14. Cardinal Newman took the second drive and scored a touchdown, and they led the whole way. Closest Rancho Cotati got was a touchdown to cut it to 7-6. They missed the extra point. Rancho Cotati scored a touchdown late. Once again, the final score, Cardinal Newman 24, Rancho Cotati 14. Cardinal Newman goes to 5-1 on the season. Rancho Cotati drops to 3-3. This is the first week of MBL Oak play. In other action, Windsor, they go to 5-1. They had a 40-point second quarter. They beat Anley 47-8. Two touchdown passes for Billy Boyle. Easy Woodard, a 70-yard punt return, and Lorenzo Leon and Joey Skinner had a pick six, all in the second quarter. An easy win for Windsor. They are also 5-1. The next 2 weeks, they meet Rancho Cotati and Cardinal Newman, so we're going to find out quick how good they are. In the other game in the league, Maria Carrillo and Ukiah in a good one. Maria Carrillo, 12 third-quarter points. They lead Ukiah 19-14. Going into the fourth quarter. In the MBL Redwood Division, El Molino and Santa Rosa, what a wild game between those two. Back and forth all night. Santa Rosa kicked a field goal with 7 seconds left in regulation to force overtime, and then they won it with a touchdown in overtime. Santa Rosa defeats El Molino 50-44. So that's El Molino's first, well, it's opening league. Santa Rosa is now 2-5 in league play. El Molino drops to 3-3. Next week, the game of the week, El Molino will be at Piner. No problem for Piner tonight. They defeated Hillsburg 60-0. They are now 7-0 on the season. They have outscored their opponents 398-14. So we're going to see really a Piner machine coming in next week when they host El Molino. Also in the Vine Valley League, this league's been going on for 3 weeks. This is week three. The big game tonight was American Canyon at Napa. American Canyon scored the winning touchdown with 6 minutes left. They defeat Napa 14-7. They go to 7-0 on the season. They're 3-0 overall. Vintage is 5-1 on the season, 2-0 in league play. They defeated Petaluma 40-7. Vintage is at American Canyon next week, so that'll be a battle for first place. Sonoma Valley lost to Justin Siena 41-0. Justin Siena is now 6-1 on the season, 2-1 in league play. One game to update you on in the NCL world, Windsor Willits at St. Helena. Willits leads St. Helena 23-22 with 6 minutes to go in the game. That's the latest score we have there. Willits went into the game 4-1. St. Helena 5-0. Both teams are 2-0 in league play. In Major League Baseball, the playoffs have started. Of course, today, all the games were in action today. Earlier today, Game 1, Houston defeated Tampa Bay 6-2. Game 1 in the American League, the Yankees beat Minnesota 10-4. In the National League, Atlanta shut out St. Louis 3-0. That series is even at one game apiece. And the Dodgers game against Washington is still going on. They're in the top of the ninth. Washington leads the Dodgers 4-2. The Dodgers lead that series 1-0. Sports is not over now with the what is happening with the high school game of the week. We've got a big weekend of sports. Believe it or not, tomorrow night the Warriors start their exhibition season. They're playing their first game at Chase Center. They are hosting the Lakers, their new home in San Francisco. The broadcast time on KSRO is 5 p.m. Tim Roy with the call, and we'll have color commentators. Tom Tolbert will be the color commentator for the Warriors' home games. Jim Barnett will be the color commentator for the away games. So that should be some fun broadcasts. Heard Tim Roy and Barnett last year during the playoffs. They're gold together, and Tom Tolbert will add to it too. Also, Saturday morning, the Raiders have a home game. Unfortunately, it's in London. They host the Chicago Bears in London. The broadcast time will be at 10 a.m. here on KSRO after the Mike Kelly's Real Estate Show with Allison Norman. The Raiders are 2-2 going in after their big win over the Colts last week. The Bears are 3-1, so that will be a big game. Once again, the final score from Rancho Cotati High School, Cardinal Newman 24, Rancho Cotati 14.
Cabot takes the snap, heading for the end zone, reservation for 6, and it's a touchdown. Cardinal Newman Cardinals take the football in their first possession and drive down the field for a touchdown. Takes the snap. Moran comes straight up the middle, and he's got the first down. He spins off of a tackle. He's going down the right sideline, all the way down inside the 10-yard line, and he's knocked out of bounds. Not until he gets in the end zone. Shane Moran goes all the way to the end zone as he broke several Rancho Cotati tackles. Touchdown, Cardinal Newman Cardinals. You bear.
And next week's game of the week will be El Molino at Piner. Good night, everybody.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101.